Seeds were planted early, and honestly, I thought I saw growth happening, but I can't remember when the shift happened, and the quiet, unassumed moment came about when my identity actually became that of wife, mom, military rank at the time, and not Jada, but it did. Motherhood and even marriage has added to my life, it really has, but it has also tried to rob me of my being. If you have ever felt as though you have become everything for everyone, but nothing for yourself, then this episode is for you. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. What is up? What is good? Welcome back for week number 3. So happy to have you here. And I really pray that these episodes are speaking to you. I hope that it's able to connect with you on some level. So please continue to share with me your thoughts, maybe some of your own experiences, because again, we learn so well from, you know, one another. And, you know, we're not in this life alone, and we don't need to be alone. And this episode kind of touches my heart because it pulls me back a bit to years ago. You know what I mean? Because Olivia will be 9 in October. And as you heard, my father, when I was pregnant with her, because we knew what we were going to name her, he would be like, "Hey, Olivia's mom." And I'm like, no, still Jada, still Jada. And I remember like hearing that and already trying to fight that a little bit, right? Like, or not even fight, but just be like, no, I'm still here. Let's not get it twisted, right? Still being a little spicy, pushing back, still claiming who I was because at that time she was not here yet. I don't know that I had that much necessarily in terms of like marriage. I do remember after I first got married and being on Facebook, and even to this day, it has my maiden name. And I had friends, you know, and people like, "So why you didn't change your last name?" on Facebook. And I was like, because I still know who I am and I know I'm married, but I know who I am. And it wasn't so much like I was trying to fight anything or not consciously trying to fight anything. I just still felt secure in who I was. Like, yes, I got married. That was definitely a blessing and an addition to who I am. And it became a part of who I am, but it didn't become who I am. You know what I'm saying? And then of course being her mom, and then the twins came along, and it's not that I'm not proud to be those things, but at the same time, I just did not want to feel lost in that. So kind of continuing from last week, right? Kind of feeling lost, kind of like, where's my joy? Because I have these things, and I have these titles, and I have all these, you know, blessings, but at the same time, kind of feeling lost. So like last week, if you didn't listen, go back and check it out. And, you know, we were just kind of discussing how we felt lost, or I was talking about how I felt lost in that. But this week, just really thinking about like the moment that I felt lost, and I can't even really pinpoint it, you know, and maybe you can if you've experienced this, but I'll go out there and guess that a lot of us probably don't know exactly when that switch turned, but you kind of wake up one day and maybe it's when you're taking a kid to school or whatever. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm Olivia's mom. Or I do remember being in the military and I was on active duty orders and I did have my married name on my uniform, and I ran into someone who worked with my husband, and she was like, "Oh yeah, nice to meet you." And then she was like, "Oh, you're his wife." And I was like, or he's my husband. Like, and this was like another female. And I thought that was so strange. And even again, in that moment, I felt very much like, don't do that to me. Right. Like, I am still me. But again, somewhere along the line, you know, somewhere along the way, there were moments of like, well, who kind of am I? You know, yes, I'm this. And you can probably go through right now and list all of the titles that you hold. But is that who you are, or is that a part of who you are? Just asking, because maybe I'm out here by myself, but I bet I'm not. So, you know, I had to learn how to rediscover myself, you know, as I've gained these titles, but I had to learn how to regain my identity. And I learned that for me, the way to do that was through my faith and even through my journey of marriage and of motherhood, right? Because we can't compartmentalize, especially as most, I don't know if there's a statistic, it probably is, but like for the most part, most women, we don't really compartmentalize. We just like put it all together and we make it work. Like we just kind of like, or for me, let me speak for me. Like it all kind of just like blends together, right? Because everything has to happen. I got to figure out how to make it happen. You have to figure out how to make it happen. So we can't be like, okay, this block, I'm gonna shut the door on this. I'm gonna shut the door on this. I'm gonna open this door. I'm gonna open this drawer. Like we don't really have the freedom, the liberty to do that for the most part. So even in this, I just had to learn, relearn. And even in the relearning, right? So not even so much as like just, you know, the goals I had or my core values, which always kind of stay there, right? But some of these things kind of get pushed down. But not only that, but I had to also kind of rediscover who Jada was now at this more mature age. We'll say it like that, okay? So at this more mature age, and even at that time, being 35, having Olivia, that's when I actually started therapy because I was just kind of like, something is going on. I don't know who I am. I don't know why this is happening. It was like just too much, probably hormones and postpartum and all that stuff, you know, but it just became a lot for me to say, no, I have to not only remember those things, but who am I now and who do I desire to be? And I had to figure that out through faith first. So it, for me, it was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to church. Yeah. I might listen to some music here and there, right? But I really ended up getting pleasantly pulled in to community at my church. I have a very special friend. Hopefully she'll listen to this and know who she is, who was like, you don't ever stay home. We have plenty of people here to help you. You don't ever do that. And I'm gonna tell you, that was really the first step for me because it opened my eyes to like, yes, you really do have a village. Cause I'm not in Texas no more. My parents at the time, they were alive still. So they were in Texas. I'm in Alabama. Like, I didn't really have that support group. And that was like the first time that it was like, no, come on, we got you. So for me, it was like, okay, who am I now through my faith? Who has he built me to be? He has given me desires of my heart, right? Because I don't know if I've ever shared this, but I always said I wanted to have two girls and a boy. Be careful what you ask for because you just may get it, okay? Or really, it's already been placed in your heart. So you're getting what, if it's in alignment, right? He willed it. It's good to go. So I always said I wanted two girls and a boy. So especially when the twins came, I was really stressed and like, what do I do? Who am I? So it was like, okay, get up, be their mom, make sure they have everything they need. Everything was about them. Like I even fell off on duties of like, okay, what does my husband need, right? Because I was so focused on them. And then it was like, and I have to be so focused on my job because my job has to be there to help me provide for them. And that's like everything just kind of got jumbled up. And I'm not saying that not all of these things are important pieces, but I'm saying that I had to reclaim my identity within the bounds of what my life became. And that is what I'm encouraging you to do if you're still kind of not sure, like right side up is right side up, right? Maybe we're a little sideways. I don't know. But for me, yes, having the faith first to be like, okay, Lord, I prayed for these things. You gave me these things. I'm grateful for these things. But now how do I manage all these things, right? And so he then provided me with peace. He provided me with grace, lots of grace. He provided me with the people that I needed who were willing to help me and jump in. And that is what really kind of helped me to see, okay, you know what? He is calling me to be that Proverbs 31 woman. He wants me to have all of those resources and the ability to do all of the things that he is putting before me to handle. And I have continued to grow on that over these years, right? So the first thing was about faith. But then, yes, who am I as a wife? You know, we always, oh, I want a husband, I want a da-da-da-da-da, I want a relationship. But we have to realize that, yes, we don't completely lose who we are when we enter these said relationships or go into marriage, but we do have to kind of like compromise, and not compromise where you lose yourself, but compromise in how do I become the helpmeet that he needs me to be. That, and not even that the husband needs or whatever spouse needs, but who is God calling me to be for this person? This is what we really need to answer. What are you calling me to be for this person? What are you providing me talents, gifts, abilities to show up for this person? Right? So I had to learn too in my marriage, like, yes, I don't want to completely lose. So it's so funny, real quick. So I did pageants and I was later in life doing pageants, but I did pageants and I like to dress up. I'm very girly. And my husband does not like makeup. He does not like a whole lot of get yourself all dolled up. He's like, just be you. And I was like, you know who you got with, right? And so I had to strike a balance or a compromise of, you know what? I do want to honor him because I need eyes. Your eyes need to be over here, right? So I had to make sure that, and I would have actual verbal conversations with him of, you know what? I want to respect what you're saying, but I need you to understand and receive me also. So had to come to a way of making that work. So I had to kind of redefine who I was within my marriage because now it's two becoming one. So I can't be out here just, oh, it's all about me, because it's not all about me, but it doesn't mean I lose who I am. So I had to kind of redefine what that was, who I am and that, you know, in my marriage, in that relationship, I want to say. And then third point, and I'm gonna get up out of here, is in motherhood. How have I had to find myself in motherhood? And let me tell you something. This one is the most difficult for me. I don't know if it's because I have strong-willed children. I don't know if I'm just not praying enough or saying the right prayer. I don't know. I'm trying to do all the things, right? Phoning all the friends, calling my brother all the time, fussing and complaining. But I am still, and all of these are works in progress, right? But I do feel solid in my faith. I do feel solid in my marriage. But this motherhood thing is giving me a run for my money, baby. Okay. And that's okay because I am showing up every day. I am continuously trying to make it right, trying to make it better. And I do say a lot of prayers. Lord, just give me what I need for your babies because you have just loaned them to me. I'm grateful for them, but they're on loan. So just help me to help them to get back to you and help you with what you purpose for them. But it's difficult. And I don't know. My mom was amazing. And I'm sure if she was here with me right now, she would tell me, like she had said to me before, the best is yet to come. And it's just something of figuring it out. And it's not so much as like losing me by being their mom, but it's me growing even more as I am their mom. Learning from them as I pour into them has become instrumental. So that one's a work in progress. We're going to keep working on it, but I am trying to find, you know, my way in that and finding that identity of, because, you know, a lot of times you're like, ooh, when I'm a mom, I'm a dude, da-da-da. And then you become a mom, you're like, just kidding. Hey, life. I see you. So sometimes it does not go according to the plan, but it doesn't mean that we are not resilient, that we are not able to bend like the bamboo, as I like to say, and not break, that we are able to continue to show up. And so share with me, what is it that you're doing? How do you manage it? How have you maybe changed? How have you tweaked yourself? How are you growing? Because I would love to hear from you. So before I get out of here, I do want to share a verse that I found. It is Proverbs 31:25 out of the NIV. And it says, she is clothed in strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. So my friend, my sister, just know that he's going to guide us. He's going to help us. Yes, we may have felt lost, but we are found we are able to come out on the other side and we can laugh while we do it, because sometimes it's going to take that so we don't hurt nobody, right? I'm just kidding. So thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed this. Share it with somebody. Please share it and share with me what you're going through. And we will see you next week. Until then, love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.